Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the world. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North America and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with all of you here today. Now, today ACC News brings to you another very unique and really very inspiring guest with another really very inspiring story. We have with us Mindset Empowerment Coach, Christy Kendall. And she is the founder of Christy Kendall Incorporated, Align Yourself to Success. And to anyone in our audience today that has ever suffered from trauma, pain, fear, or perhaps even lack of motivation, or is simply looking for success in business and also financially, again, please grab a seat, get very comfortable, because our special guest today, Christy Kendall, will be sharing a lot of very valuable information with us. I would like to remind everyone tuning in, it is now Tuesday, the 23rd of May. And to all of the people, especially the ones that do live overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Christy, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, and as I usually say, just about all of us are now, it's really a worldwide thing. We are also on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. And also, if you're part of the worldwide Twitter, we are part of them as well, and you can listen to the show live from there. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media, and you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, we're all born with the ability to succeed. And again, the more we live, the greater chance that you'll endure hardships, perhaps disappointments and setbacks. But there's also a higher chance for triumph, chance for glory. And personal and professional success is the vision that we all strive for in today's world. That's just the way it is. But it can be incredibly difficult to maintain balance and really truly achieve your dreams in every facet of life, professional and also business. And as Christy Kendall's clients will confess, she really has the capability to snap you out of limiting mindset, identify issues at hand, and really get you back on the path towards empowerment, fulfillment, success, again, in personal life and also business. For Christy's work, she's really able to incorporate intuition and healing abilities while drawing from personal and professional experience. Christy works with people in overcoming fear, trauma, and really a variety of obstacles that usually limit progress. She is an award-winning sales performer, and she really exudes the confidence that many people need in order to succeed. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Mindset Empowerment Coach, founder of Christy Kendall Incorporated, Align Yourself to Success, Miss Christy Kendall. Christy, how are you doing on this very beautiful day?
Hi, Matthew. Thank you. I am doing well.
We are very happy to have you today. And really speaking on issues that affect really many people, not only in our country, but really around the world. But before anything, Christy, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Christy Kendall?
I am a survivor and a passionate person who is excited about helping other people in their lives and believe in success for everybody. And I believe that it's possible to live our lives with joy and with ease and with everything that we need.
And I think it's very important that you state that that is possible, because so many of us believe that, you know, we're kind of meant to be miserable in life, or that happiness is not attainable. Now, everyone tuning in is aware that every guest on our show really has a really incredible story. And Christy is no different from that. Christy, can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are now today?
Yeah, I started my journey out about 15 years ago. And I come from a family of domestic violence and continued that pattern in my own life when I grew up. And it was about 15 years ago when that came to a halt. I had a moment, a soul awakening, what I call it, where I knew that that was going to change. And, you know, prior to that, I saw other people living their lives, having beautiful homes and great jobs and going on vacations with their kids. And, you know, I just didn't know how they did it. I didn't believe in myself enough to even know that that was possible for me. And in this moment, this soul awakening that I had, this traumatic event, I decided in that moment that things had to change, that there was no way I could continue living my life in that place that I was in, with that struggle and that darkness and just frustration and struggle. And that moment that I made that choice, everything started turning around for me. The right people started showing up, the right coaches and mentors and healers. And I was able to slowly but surely begin to heal, begin my healing process and begin to change my mindset and really begin to believe in myself. And I was able to go back to college and went back to school and started a business. And the thing that had kept me from school prior was just, you know, I wanted to be an interior designer. And everybody kept telling me, you have to be able to sell. You have to be able to sell your product and your service to make any money at this. And so because I didn't believe in myself and I definitely didn't think I could sell anything, I had not gone to school for that. And I was able to shift my mindset enough to go to design school. And after design school, I started my own business. And I just happened to be a rock star in sales. And so I tell my clients all the time that oftentimes our greatest fear is where our greatest strength lies. And if we can break through that fear, that's usually where we find success. And that was definitely the case with me.
I'm sorry, did you have more you have to say?
There's more to the story.
I'm just going to interrupt you for a second. To the audience today tuning in, if this story sounds familiar, please do not believe or think this can't happen to you. And we carefully and thoroughly vet everyone on our show to make sure that, again, we bring you people with the realest stories. Stories and experiences that we all endure. And again, some of the most qualified people in the world, because they've been there and they've been able to overcome many of these issues. I'm sorry, Christy, you can continue.
Okay. So with, you know, once I broke through that fear and was able to really find success in sales, that's how my journey in this business began. I went on to win multiple awards in sales in the design industry, and that led companies and people asking me what I was doing and how I was doing it. And I really found a correlation to the healing and the inner work to the expansion and the success that I would discover. And so I started just kind of taking note and writing down my processes and really learning more and educating myself and becoming certified in different modalities. And that's how my coaching business started. I started coaching through these other companies and found that they were succeeding with my processes. And that led me to coaching one-on-one. And then I was able to retire from my design business and do coaching full-time. And now I get to work with hundreds of women and to really help them to believe in themselves, no matter what level they're at. Many women have experienced a certain level of success, but then they get stuck, you know, or they might struggle in relationships or, you know, whatever area it is. And so, yeah.
Yes, and many of us go through these obstacles in life. Many people are probably, they hear your story and so many things sound familiar to their own personal story. And they're wondering how you've been able to do it. You know, with the childhood and the obstacles that you went through throughout your childhood and growing up, how was she able to succeed? What is her driving force? Can you please share with the audience who or what is your biggest influence in your life and in business? Or what keeps you going?
You know, I've always been a really passionate person. I've always been passionate about people and passionate about understanding people and understanding how we work and why we think what we think and why we do what we do. So I've, even in, you know, middle school, I was reading books on psychology and understanding people, and I always had a passion for that. And passion has always been my driving force, and trying to understand why things happen and why people have to go through what they go through. That's what my driving force is, I would say, is my passion, my curiosity.
Many people are wondering how or why would she leave all of this success and choose to start helping other people? What is the biggest reason that led to the foundation of your coaching practice? What led you on this path of helping other people?
Yeah, as I began coaching and really discovering on an intimate level people's pain and sorrows and struggles that they have experienced in their life. And I saw a correlation with that in my own life when I would heal those, and then I would experience another level of success. And when I started coaching, I started seeing that in other people. We would find the block, which is usually a trauma or a stuck emotion or a way somebody's thinking or a way they've been taught to think. And when we would shift that, they would move forward. They would move to the next level. And, you know, an example of that is I have a new client who is from overseas, and their laws are much different than here. And if you've ever started a business, and it failed, that's your only shot. You get one shot at business. And so she had a business when she was younger, and it failed. And so she had been wanting to continue this program that she, this coaching, you know, her business is coaching, but she was really blocked in that. And we did my process that I used to find those blocks, and we did a really deep clearing that stemmed from her childhood, a trauma that she had experienced. And literally 2 days later, the answer arrived, and she was able to get her business legal and get everything in order. And she had struggled with this for 5 years. So that's how quickly we can shift.
And you mentioned earlier about not believing in yourself at an early age. Mm-hmm. And you've been able to overcome that. And so many people, even, you know, as adults, have problems not believing in themselves. How were you able to overcome this? How did you do it?
Yeah, that's a great question. A lot of people who have survived abuse or neglect do struggle with believing in themselves. And when we have that, it blocks us from being able to see the possibilities. And for me, you know, I had this driving force, this passion of curiosity and understanding people from such a young age. And there was a part of me that was very confident because I understood certain things, and that's just my own gifts and my own intuition. So as I continued learning and started experiencing little successes at a time, that started raising my inner value, the way I perceived myself. And so it's a process. If I was to break it down, it's a process. It's a process of healing trauma, clearing those emotional blocks and stuck emotions that we have, and really starting to change the way that we think and how we feel. And when we can change the way we think and how we feel, we have a new perspective. And when that perspective of ourself changes, then we can believe in ourselves. And when we start to experience successes, those little steps at a time, then we gain that confidence that we need.
And you touched on something I feel that is so important and also all too common in our society. You mentioned an abusive relationship. And I personally know some people who are involved in that, and not just physical, you know, also mental abuse. How has overcoming an abusive relationship allowed you to become an even stronger person?
Yeah, when I got out of that relationship and really started working on myself and changing my thinking and believing in myself, you start to really understand and recognize your inner value, your self-worth.
Yeah.
And as that continues to grow, then you don't even, those experiences just don't even happen anymore. And, you know, we've all heard of the law of attraction. And the law of attraction states that everything is frequency. And when we raise our frequency through our thinking processes and how we feel, it raises us to a whole nother level of how people treat us and the type of people that show up into our lives. And as that process happens, then the relationships that show up for you are much more supportive and more honoring and just a better experience overall. And that has given me, you know, that whole process has given me inner value and believing in myself and confidence, and that makes me stronger.
And to be honest, with every word you speak, I can feel that confidence. I can feel the passion in your voice with what it is that you are sharing with us. And I know many people are tuning in, are wondering, you know, can I be helped? Can she actually help someone like me? Can I become like her? Oh, Christy, who exactly is your client base?
My client is anybody who wants to break through where they are and wants to experience success. And success for everybody is different. But however you define success, you can break through all the barriers that you think are blocking you, all the reasons that you think or feel keep you where you are. All of that can be shifted. Anybody can heal. I had one client tell me that, 15 years of intense therapy with New York's top therapists, spending sometimes $450 a session with these top New York psychologists, She never had the level of healing as quickly and efficiently as she experienced with me. And that's possible for anybody. Anybody.
And again, it brings into the major importance of experience. And to everyone out there tuning in that's going through this, and in my personal opinion, I feel that experience really overcomes a lot of these book smarts. And again, not to put down any regular psychologist that went to school or anything of that nature, but I feel actually speaking and getting help from someone that's been there, they felt that fear, that trauma. I just believe that there's a lot more value in getting help from someone that's actually been there. So what are the exact services that you could provide to them? And let's say, how do you hold your sessions? Can you work with anyone from across the country or even around the world?
Yeah, absolutely. I have clients all over the world, Saudi Arabia, everywhere, all over. And that's the beauty of technology today. And energy is not bound by distance. And so we can, over the phone, we have online video conferencing. There's just a multitude of ways to connect. And I also do in-person workshops and women's empowerment retreats, which I have coming up. And so, women fly in from all over the world to go to my retreats. And so no matter where you are, there's a way to work with you. And it just depends on what the person needs and what they're looking for. So it starts with just having a conversation with me. And anybody can reach me through my website, which is christykendall.com. And we can find out what works for you and what you need and what's going to be right for you.
And things such as meditation, things of that nature, how do you incorporate these things into your coaching?
Yeah, the foundation of my program is meditation. We use meditation actually to access a theta brainwave, which connects us to our subconscious mind, and that's where we can make rapid change very quickly. And I teach everybody who works with me, I teach them the process, because that's real empowerment. We can hire a coach, we can hire a counselor, they can give us some tools, but when big things happen, we have to go find that person to help us. And I believe that empowerment is being able to help ourselves. So I'm really passionate about teaching people the tools I use so they can help themselves. And when you can help yourself and be interdependent, then you're fully and completely empowered.
And I see you help people in the areas of personal life and in business. Can you please share with the audience the different programs that you offer and to really help them get a better idea on if they would be a great candidate for you to help them?
Yeah, absolutely. One program that we're launching right now is our Love Your Body, Love Your Life, and it's an online group coaching program, and it's for women who want to free themselves from body shame and struggle and pain and just really live a life that they love and feel good in their body, passionate about their life, and safe in their bank account. And this program I have a partner that I do this program with, and her name is Fiona Rose with loveyourbody.fit. And she's a personal trainer and a belly dance instructor. So the program is based on clearing and healing our mindset so we can think positively and really change how we view our body and how we're talking to ourselves. And we use belly dancing to really get into our bodies and love our bodies as women. And when we do that, other areas start to shift. We start to really get passionate about our lives. And money is very connected to our body and to our self-worth. And when we really begin to be confident in our life and our body, the bank account shifts. We start to feel a lot more confident around money and finances. And so this program encompasses all of that. And it's really fun. It's with really, you know, women who believe in the work and they're ready to change and shift and they show up for themselves. And it's done in a very supportive group setting. You get live coaching with both Fiona and myself in this program. And it's a 3-month program. So that's launching soon, and you can find that on my website. And the other program that we have, the Love Your Body, Love Your Life, we have a retreat every year in Southern California, and that's coming up in July. And that's for the same people, women who want to really feel good in their bodies, passionate about their lives, and safe in their bank accounts. And it's a 3-day retreat where you get full access to the material that we teach. We do healing and live coaching at the retreat. We do belly dancing on the beach. And we really have a sacred circle of women who are all about healing and really changing their lives. And they're really fun and they're really powerful. And they've been called transcending and life-changing and transformational. So that's another thing. And then the third thing is, you know, I had mentioned I'm very passionate about teaching these tools. And so if you are somebody who is passionate about helping people and you really want to learn these tools, you might be a psychologist or a Reiki practitioner, you can be anybody, and you can learn how to do the work, how to do this life coaching and healing processes that I use. And so I have a year-long program, and it's my Align Yourself to Success certification program. And if you're passionate about helping people and you want to be a life coach, I can train you and teach you, and I can certify you. And in a year, you'll have a business and doing something that you're really loving and passionate about. So those are.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, those are three big things that are going on right now in the business.
If you could please very quickly share with the audience, what is the personal satisfaction you get out of all of this? What's the personal satisfaction you get from helping other people?
Yeah, that's a great question. This is everything to me. When I see or meet a woman who is struggling in her life and she's being held back, I have a gift of seeing people's potential and seeing their possibilities and believing in people. I always have believed in people. And when I can see that person shift and heal whatever it is that's blocking them and holding them back, and see them step into that new belief in themselves and a new level of confidence and start making money or start a new venture that they're, you know, really good at, that fills me up with this passion and this purpose, and this, it gives me this entire like knowing of my purpose on this earth, and it's it fuels my passion. Yeah.
And I could hear your passion again. I could feel it through the airwaves. It's really incredible. If you could please share with the audience, where can they go to sign up for your program or get more information about you?
Yeah, they can visit my website at christykendall.com. I'm on Facebook. It's facebook.com/ckinspires. And from my website, you can find me on all social media. You can access me. You can email me at christy@christykendall.com. And, you know, I really believe in helping people. And if there's anybody out there, you know, I'll be happy to have a conversation with them. Just contact me and we can jump on the phone and really see what you need and where you are in your life and what we can do to take you to that next level and to help you feel really passionate about your life and happy about yourself and believing in yourself and all of that.
Well, and again, we're just about out of time today. Time went by very quickly. And again, it's almost really mesmerizing hearing you speak about your experience and your story. And it's only because so many of us can relate to so many of the things that you've been able to endure and overcome. You truly have an incredible story, Christy. I thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to be here with you.
And to our audience today, I thank you very much as well for tuning into this segment. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And again, to everyone, I thank you very much. I look forward to having you all back with our next show. And to you as well, Christy, I thank you very much for joining us today. It was an honor having you on.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.